This week on Hyperspace Broadcast, it's the end of Samurai Jack's journey for 13 years. And just guess what the last episode's about. Hey everyone, welcome to Hyperspace Broadcast, the podcast where two real friends watch a program broadcast on Toonami and try to determine if it's worth revisiting. I'm Michael Doak.
And I'm Peter Eby.
And this week we're covering the fourth season of Samurai Jack, that is episodes 40 through 52. So, before we begin, I just want to make yet another note about AdultSwim.com's episode listing. In that last time we talked about this show, 2 weeks ago, we mentioned that there was only one two-parter left, which was a two-parter supposedly in which Jack meets a samurai punk character. And we were like, how is that the second two-parter after Aku's origin? Well, that two-parter doesn't exist. That's a one-part episode that is incorrectly listed twice on AdultSwim.com's list of episodes. So episodes 42 and 43 overall have the same description despite being completely unrelated. But also there is another two-parter featuring the Scotsman, which we somehow overlooked. So I guess the lesson here is just don't trust episode listings.
Don't trust anything.
Yeah.
The lesson here is don't trust anyone.
Exactly. The X-Files lesson, basically. But this is the last season of Samurai Jack that we're going to watch for a while. We're going to give some time between this and 5 to replicate both the actual passage of time that came between the two seasons and also the, you know, passage of time in the show itself, which apparently it starts like 50 years after, I guess, the end of this, that being season 5. So maybe that's silly, but it's the way I figured that we'd do it. But let's just down to Samurai Jack Season 4. We got some pretty good episodes this season and a couple not-so-great episodes. Peter, what's your favorite?
Ooh. My favorite is Episode 402, or second episode of the fourth season. Sorry, just reading my own nomenclature
here. Yeah, sure.
Robo Samurai versus Mondo Bot. Ooh. So, if you recall last episode, I mentioned offhand that, what's the show? You know, I would not be surprised if this show had Jack and a giant robot fighting another giant robot.
Yeah, right, because something about Amuro Ray came up.
Yeah, and I said that as a joke, and I did not look ahead. But what do you know, the first episode we watch, Jack is in a giant robot fighting another giant robot. This episode is pretty awesome. Jack basically comes across a destroyed metropolis with this gigantic robot in it that just starts blasting at him. He falls to the undercity below and meets up with these like robot rebels who used to live in the city, and they had built the Mondo Bot, but the Mondo Bot was, I think, turned against them by a coup
or something like that.
Yeah, and now they're in hiding, but he's the prophesied one, so, you know, you have to, like, oh, we happen to build our city on this, like, graveyard of giants, on this old, like, giant civilization.
Right.
Yeah, so go swimming underwater and find a giant and, I don't know, fuse with it or something.
Yeah, something like that.
And basically this means Jack gets a giant stone robot that comes out of the ground that kind of looks like a giant stone Big O samurai.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Without the pile bunkers on the arms.
Yeah, right. Oh, pile bunkers, the coolest the coolest fake weapons.
Exactly.
I need spikes to shoot out of my hands.
Yeah, no, it's awesome.
And then slowly retract.
Makes sense, dude.
Oh, yeah, it's so cool. And what we end up getting is just basically another action-packed episode, like you might expect, but in this completely different setting of giant robots fighting each other, and it's great. It's It's a little bit like the robot kind of just sucks ass against Jack's awesome
stone
robot. Yeah, pretty
much. It can't do shit.
Yeah, it's basically just a bunch of Dragon Ball Z dust clears where Mondobot fires like 1,000 missiles at him and then dust clears and stone robot's fine.
Yep,
starts firing every gun ever. He has like the same, like what we talked about in Robot Carnival, he has those same like compartments filled with too many guns that pop out and start firing. It's just jam-packed with guns facing every direction. There's some really good animation detail, and I like this, and just like, not even just animation, but just detail in general. When it's firing this barrage of bullets at him, you see the shell casings fall, and these giant shells fall and crash onto the city below, crushing cars and shit.
Yeah, because it's fucking enormous.
Yeah, like, it's pretty awesome. It ends somewhat abruptly. They end up getting into like hand-to-hand combat, and then the enemy uses this like weird like tentacle kind of weapon on him that
goes kind of
through the robo samurai and like then it like releases this frequency into it that just makes Jack just start screaming.
It's like,
and then
taking control of him or something.
And abruptly Jack just crushes its head and then wins. It's like, well, okay, that hurt for a second, but I can just do this.
And to be fair, that is the only moment of the fight where it looks like the Monobot might have a chance, because it is utterly thrashed through every other second of the fight.
At the very least, we got a good scene at the beginning of the Monobot blasting Jack as he like tried to flee from it.
Yeah, that's true. And the thing about this episode, too, is like you say it's an action-packed episode, and it definitely is, but it feels very different from a standard episode just because they're in giant robots. Like, you know, not as cheesy, but it feels like a Megazord fight. Like they actually do a decent job, like making these things feel like they have weight and presence and not just like flipping all over the place. Like they're fucking CG Transformers or something.
Yeah. Right.
Which I appreciate personally. Like they look heavy. The fight is not just the standard Jack fight.
Yep. Yeah. What was your favorite episode?
My favorite episode was episode 11 of season 4, or episode 50 overall, entitled The Tale of X-49, which is an episode that takes a completely different... Well, actually, to be fair, there is another episode earlier this season that takes a similar approach, but basically this is an episode that is told from the perspective of a robot assassin that has retired. He tells his whole backstory where he was like one of the generations of robots built by Aku's minions to more efficiently take over the world. He was given an emotion chip for reasons that he is unaware of. And basically, he became the super best robot assassin before eventually retiring because he meets an adorable puppy in a thing that, frankly, at one point I was like, is this going to turn into John Wick? Because that would be kind of amazing. So
it kind of does.
Yeah, kind of. So Aku steals this guy's dog in order to basically blackmail him into going after Jack. And then we have this robot following Jack and tracking him down basically by the trail of robot corpses, finally fighting him in a warehouse. And, you know, Jack just kind of destroys him. Like, you know, he does pretty much every other robot through the course of the show. Except that as this robot dies... It whispers and asks Jack to take care of his dog, which is named Lulu. And Jack has this moment where he kind of realizes that maybe he just killed something that wasn't bad necessarily.
Yeah, or he's killed something sentient.
So, I will get more into this episode and the trend I felt like it was following in my thoughts on the season, but generally speaking, I like these kinds of episodes or these kinds of stories where you take the perspective of, you know, not necessarily the hero. Mm-hmm. And this is something that they never really did in previous seasons of this show. So I don't know. It's a fairly sad episode of the show.
Yeah. It just ends with the robot dying and then a slow zoom in on a picture of his dog. And he's just like, Honolulu.
Sweet yeah, thing. Right.
And it's over. And it's like, whoa, okay. Like, I kind of expected, and I'm glad they didn't do it, where, like, somehow they'd make it so Jack saves the dog. And it's like, no.
Sure.
Like,
yeah.
He's tracking Jack down this whole time, and once he gets to fight him, Jack kills him, and that's it.
Yeah. And also, this episode's pretty nice because it has a very, like, film noir feel.
Yeah.
You know, voiceover rain. It feels very much like Blade Runner in particular. There's like a saxophone kind of backing music yeah. that just reminds me of Blade Runner. So that's another cool thing, but I will definitely be talking about this a little more later on. What was your least favorite episode?
Yeah. My least favorite episode is an interesting one. It's probably like, it's one of the few episodes I just straight up didn't like.
Yeah, I know how you feel.
This one and that Scotsman episode from earlier on with
yeah, sure.
where they're with his wife. This is just a really weird episode, and it's the last episode of the entire series, at least before season yeah. 5. This is what we ended on. This is an episode in which Jack just finds a random baby in like a peach forest or something, a peach tree forest. And immediately I was like, oh, this is going to be about the story of Momotaro or something, because I just know that that's like an old Japanese folktale where it's like peaches and Japan and a baby. Oh, that's got to be it. And then it wasn't, and then it was. Here's what happened. Jack, like, saved this baby, goes on a journey. The baby is fucking screaming constantly.
Yeah.
And it is violating yeah. one of my, like, major, it's one of my laws of television, which is you're not allowed to have babies screaming. You're also not allowed yeah. to have alarm clocks going off. It's illegal to have that on TV. It's bullshit. It was like watching someone who sucks at playing Yoshi's Island play Yoshi's Island. Like, it's just yeah, a constant baby screaming. Keep getting fucking hit, and Mario's flying around in a bubble screaming.
Yeah, or it's like being on a plane where someone's baby is on it, and, you know, the babies and always get upset on a plane pretty much because it's loud as fuck and they can't go anywhere or do anything.
Babies are fucking stupid.
You're going to be a great dad.
I'm not going to be a dad. Yeah, and so, and then at one point Jack, like, tells him the story of Momotaro, which is like this this folklore story about this kid, this baby who grows up and goes to fight Oni on an island and meets up with like a dog and a pheasant and a monkey
yeah, yeah.
who help him out. And, you know, it's a fairy tale kind of thing. And and then after a fight with some ugly ogres himself, the mom emerges from the forest and is like, oh, my baby, you found my baby. And we had the weirdest fucking ending ever where Jack gives her baby, and the baby now, after witnessing Jack fight, has Jack's eyes. He has,
yeah,
this,
it has like
intense,
the samurai spirit.
He has intense Jack eyes with the eyebrows, even though this baby looks like adorable before. And she's like, what did you do with my baby? And he's like, I'm sorry. He is the samurai spirit now.
Yeah,
and then he just walks away, and the baby goes, Momotaro! And the episode ends, and that's
yep.
it.
So, and that...
And it's like, that's the series. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, for 13 years, I believe. That yeah. was the finale.
That's the finale. And the whole episode's just like kind of disjointed as it is. Like, you've got this huge block in the middle that's telling the story of Momotaro. And
right.
It isn't really analogous to the plot of the episode yeah. or anything. It's just kind of
yeah.
there.
You see, that's my problem with this episode, because I didn't like this one either, frankly.
Yeah.
It's just, it is, it feels like they put in the story of Momotaro to fill time, frankly.
Yeah.
Like, they, yeah. it looks very nice. It's told well. Like, they have a different animation style for it, which I always like. But overall, like, when you said, oh, this is the story of Momotaro, I was like, okay, I get, like, I'm not familiar with that, but I assume that maybe this episode will kind of tell that story through Samurai Jack, rather than Samurai Jack literally telling the story to us through voiceover.
And that having it, nothing to do with the plot.
Yeah, like, not really. I mean, maybe you could make an argument for, like, the baby becomes a hero at the end, sort of, but that's pretty weak.
The baby didn't do shit.
Like, and also, frankly, the mom just comes out of nowhere. Like, Jack is looking for the mom this whole time. He never actually finds her. She just walks out of the fucking woods. It's so random.
Looks, what it seems to be looking around the entire world or continent or whatever for this mom, and it's like suffering, having this awful time. The baby gets sick. It's just terrible. It's taking shits all the time. We get a fucking like reboot baby style taking a shit sound.
Yeah. Joke, which is, where it's like awesome, you know.
Fucking gross. And then he comes back to the Peach Forest to get Peaches to, like, I don't know, feed the baby. And they, what do you know? The mom was right there. It's like, dude, I guess he didn't look fucking thoroughly enough around the peach field.
There's a lot of things about this episode that are weird, too. Yeah. Like, there's this whole sequence where Jack is attempting to get milk for the baby by milking various animals. And, like, it gets kind of gross. Like, he milks a rat or, like, a possum at one point, which is weird, and it just goes on for so long.
He's just trying to milk its tiny teats for, like, 3 hours and gets nothing. And then, that seems kind of hilarious, but pretty weird.
Yeah, but then, like, eventually he finds this big, like, weird animal with a bizarrely detailed udder. And it's, I don't know, there's just a lot of this episode that feels like just weird shit that just doesn't feel like it belongs in this show, frankly. Yeah.
Well, what was your least favorite?
My least favorite episode was episode 9 of season 4. That would be 48, Jack versus Aku.
Pretty straightforward.
Yeah, this is essentially, this episode is much like my favorite episode was a, I guess, single example of what I consider to be very good about this season. This episode is what I consider to be this season's weak point, which is that, you know, this is an episode where Aku sends a bunch of bounty hunters after Jack, and he beats them all very, very easily. And then Aku challenges him to a fight, but without Jack's sword. But as a result, Aku has to come as a human, and he can't shapeshift or use magic or anything. So this happens, they fight, and, you know, for the, like, ultimate villain, Aku sucks. He lands maybe 2 hits on Jack during the entire fight. Like, Jack is clearly just beating the shit out of him. Yeah. And, you know, of course he has to cheat, but then it turns out that Jack is actually even better at cheating than Aku is, because, you know, Aku, like, cheats and uses telekinesis or whatever. And then eventually he has a minion steal Jack's sword, which Jack hid in case Aku cheated. But Jack knew that Aku would try to cheat by stealing his sword, so he hid tons and tons of replica swords that he has all fucking over the place. Around. So that, you know, Aku can't find the real one. And I don't know, like, this episode has its moments. This is the episode where Aku orders a pizza, which is maybe the funniest scene in the show so far, just because he has, like, a brief argument with the dispatcher and then laughs evilly as he's told that the pizza is going to be free, you know, as you might expect, being the evil ruler of the world.
And if it's 30 minutes or less, it's free. That's when he laughs.
Oh, wait, really?
Yeah. Like, it's not even, like, he still has to pay for it. This is, man, a funny episode. I want to
see that scene. I want to see the scene where Aku is, like, paying the pizza delivery man and, like, haggling over whether or not it was 30 minutes or not.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we don't get that. But, yeah, basically, this is an episode where Jack is untouchable. And I don't know, it's just kind of annoying, like, that his battle with the ultimate villain is so one-sided.
I would say this is largely a comedic episode more than anything else, like, maybe one of the more comedic-focused episodes, in that, like, it starts with that joke with the pizza delivery guy joke and all that, and then, like, Aku just kind of, like, lampshades the show a little bit when he describes, he's like, well, you know what's going to happen. We're going to fight. You're going to almost defeat me. I'm going to fly off and say, I'll get you again, samurai.
Yeah, and then that thing happens directly, and then he comes back and is like, see, told you. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Let's finish this once and for all.
And then he's like, okay, where are we going to finish it? Oh, in the wasteland. Oh, that wasteland over there? No, the one to the left of that one. And they have a lot of like little jokey dialogue that's unusual for the show, but was pretty funny.
That is true, but I would argue that the fight itself is taken pretty seriously, and that's the thing I have issue with. Like, the fight isn't that jokey until it gets to the end where it's like, no, I knew that you knew that I would know, etc. Yeah. Like that kind of shit. Like that's kind of funny, but really my irritation is that, again, for a fight against the ultimate villain, Aku has no chance without cheating. And then even cheating, he has no chance. That bothers me a bit.
Yeah, all right.
What's your honorable mention for this season?
My honorable mention episode is episode 404, The Aku Infection. There's actually a lot of options for me personally of episodes I could pick for this category.
Yeah,
but,
sure.
I decided to land on this one because it had like pretty much one of the darkest moments in all of Samurai Jack.
Oh God, right.
This is one which Samurai Jack and Aku are fighting in the beginning, and Aku like has a cold for some reason, and he coughs and infects Jack, and he flies off. You know, Jack nearly defeats him, and he flies off just like he said before.
Not even really though, because Aku literally is just like, I don't feel well enough to actually do this, and then he leaves. Like,
they don't even fight. And Jack starts noticing that like there's little black splotches on his like arm. And they grow, and eventually over time grow to encompass his entire arm and then like take over his body to the point where, and he starts like doing evil things and kind of having like a cartoony split personality kind of thing going on.
Yeah, I describe it as like the BioWare bad path where he's kind of a prick to a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's a moment to the point where he walks into town and this like kind of adorable robot bumps into him and he's like, oh, you just bumped into me. Are you serious about that? You really want to fight right now? And the robot's like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
The robot can't talk, it's just beeping.
Oh, yeah,
he's
like
asking
cutely
for an apology, and it's just beeping. So, fucking...
And Jack slowly slices it in half. Like, in slow motion. And it's like, reveals robot guts, basically. Just like, all these robot parts split out. It's basically, you can call it the goriest robot death in
the
show.
Yeah, for sure. It is. It's, especially since it's extremely like against brutal.
An innocent and seemingly sentient robot. And then Jack just like, runs off into the alley and is like, freaked out about what he just did. And, you know, he ends up going to like, hang out with some monks to like, try and heal him. He shrouds himself in a cloak, revealing only, like, his right eye. And when he gets to the monastery, which is red, like run by a bunch of red Kermit-looking guys.
Yeah, red Kermit lizards, basically.
Yeah. He pulls his cloak off to reveal everything is Aku except his right eye. And, you know, fights ensue from there. And this is a pretty good episode. I liked seeing this dark side of Jack again. It was a much more interesting way of doing that than they did with like the Mad Jack episode in episode one, which Mad Jack was a good episode. It had a lot of like kind of more like surreal moments and visuals in it.
This
I remember like the that was the one where they like zoom
the burning
in on the burning tree,
right.
And stuff. That was really cool, but like it was pretty much just an excuse overall to have like Jack fight Jack.
Mm-hmm. And this,
whereas this
on
one
the
was
other
like.
Hand.
Yeah, this is more of like a corrupted Jack.
Yeah, and an internal struggle, because the fight that does eventually happen is presented as like Jack cutting the evil out of himself, basically. Kind of in, I don't know, like a black and white sort of dream world, which also features some cameos from friendly characters earlier in the show, as like people Jack has helped.
Who like build up his... Yeah, his, I don't know, capabilities of fighting back
against
the virus.
This is also the only episode in this season that features a time portal, which actually has a pretty interesting explanation behind it. Like, the monks have their temple built around it and like use it to look into the future or something. Like they actually have an explanation of why it's there, kind of, yeah, which is neat. Right. But Aku Jack destroys it, of course. So
yeah, so there's your time portal denial.
Yeah, exactly.
What was your honorable mention?
So mine was two episodes, and it was the aforementioned Scotsman two-parter.
Oh, yeah.
The overall idea of this episode is that the Scotsman is on a ship and meets this guy named Brent, who looks exactly like Jack, but talks kind of like a surfer slash, like, whiny Luke Skywalker from episode 4.
Yeah.
Who does not remember the Scotsman and is... like, you know, he's not Jack, supposedly, but the Scotsman recognizes him, and he's like, someone's erased your mind, we're gonna figure out who and get it back. So this leads to a two-part adventure where eventually the Scotsman takes Brent to this island where there are a bunch of sirens who sing all of their dialogue and have hypnotized Jack and every other member of the crew except the Scotsman, because he loves his wife, kind of, which is kind of amazing, actually. But basically, and then, you know, Jack's freed. And then, somewhat weirdly, the second part of this episode, or the second part of the second part of this two-parter, Jesus, is Jack and the Scotsman competing in a variety of contests.
It's just for the fuck of it, on the island that they're on. They're like, hey, let's... like, it seemed like they just like had to fill in more stuff, but it was pretty fun. Like, it's just like, well, I guess we're on this island. You know, they get in an argument about who gets to row the other, you know, who offers to row the other across out of the island.
They're competing for the honor to row the rowboat that they're left with, because everybody else who is captured by these sirens just leaves without them. And, you know, it's a bunch of contests, including, among other things, sandcastle building and, like, running and et cetera, et cetera.
Once again, Jack just dominates at everything.
Yeah, exactly. Jack is never in any way shown to even be close to losing to the Scotsman in any of these contests. But the thing about this episode that I really like is that I have always found the Scotsman to be okay. Frankly, like, I thought his first episode was fine, but I didn't think he was that funny. And the second episode, as we've said, I generally hated.
Yeah.
So this was a nice redemption for the character because, among other things, for the first episode of this two-parter, he's just a badass because Jack is Brent, and Brent is not capable of fighting at all. Like, he doesn't have his katana or anything. So...
yeah, Scotsman really shines.
Yeah, so it's, and, you know, just
uses
Scotsman.
His machine gun leg to full extent here, too.
Right, right. And it shows him, like, you know, beating up bars full of bad guys and everything. Like, it makes the Scotsman actually seem pretty badass, because Jack isn't there to show him up. And, you know, I appreciated that. I really liked Brent as a character. There was a point early on in the first episode where I was like, it would be amazing if... Brent was not actually Jack, and the Scotsman was just dragging this random guy along on all these adventures, thinking that he's Jack. But of course, you know, that's not how it is, because it's a two-parter. That would be a little insane to have that joke be the punchline for two episodes. But
yeah,
and I don't know, the sirens are done pretty well. I like that they sing all of their dialogue, and that, like, the battle music when fighting them is them doing kind of operatic performance.
Yeah, I also, like, I'm pretty sure the reason the Scotsman is able to resist is because he just does, like, thinks it sucks. Because this is real music, and starts blasting the bagpipes to the point where they, like, lose concentration.
Yeah, you, like, blast the bagpipes so everyone covers their ears, can't hear the siren song,
and that wakes up
no longer hypnotized by them. And also there is a there's a decent amount of, like, little reference jokes. There's several Star Wars references, then also...
there's one episode that's, like...
there's a lot of Star Wars
one
references
episode that's, like,
in this book.
All Star Wars.
Pretty much, yes. Down to a C-3PO-like robot that Aku crushes under his finger. Which is hilarious.
We'll mention that one after the break.
Yeah, right. But this episode, these two episodes were just generally pretty fun. And I don't know, they had the Love Boat crew hypnotized on the Siren Island, which was a crazy out of left field reference, which is always kind of neat.
Well, right. I think that takes us to our break. And afterwards, we'll discuss this whole show. The show as a whole, I mean, and, you know, I'll bring up some of the other, some of the other episodes of this block and talk about the block.
Yeah, there were
well.
Quite a few good episodes in this block, but, yeah, we'll get back to that right after the break. Samurai Jack will return in a moment. Hey, everybody. Michael jumping in, as I always do, in order to give you some information. Our opening and closing music is, as always, Vapor Divin', and the music for the bumpers is Monkeys, both by Anatech. You can find more of their music on SoundCloud. Rights were secured through Jamendo. Our next full episode, which will be our holiday special, will release January 2nd, and next week catch a minisode where we discuss the Blade of Kamui. As always, you can submit a topic or show suggestion for our minisodes via DM on facebook.com/hppod, Twitter at hppod, or email us at hyperspacebroadcastpod@gmail.com. Now, back to Samurai Jack.
And we're back. Now, we talk more Samurai Jack.
Yeah, let's talk about the, well, season four, and some of what we thought about that, and then move on to the show overall. Yeah. Do you want to start with season four, or should I?
You should.
Okay. So, based on the two episodes that I talked about earlier as my favorite and least favorite of the season, interestingly, they kind of go hand in hand, because I feel like this season, more so than any of the others, presents Jack as basically invincible, which annoys me.
Sure.
Like, especially considering that last season there were quite a few times where he was very much on the ropes. It's slightly disappointing to see him so effortlessly beat seemingly everybody this season.
Yeah, that's true.
And I would compare this to, I have talked with fans of Batman in bars a decent number of times.
Okay.
And what always, well, it makes sense. What always seems to come up to me is that it seems like there are a lot of people who like Batman because he's basically invincible and, like, always has a plan for everything. But it's the sort of thing where it's like, you know, oh, Batman's awesome because he has a plan to take down, like, every other member of the Justice League, and he can do it, too. And it's like, well, I mean, okay, like, I kind of get that. But at the same time, the thing that's interesting to me about the character is more that that's actually kind of fucked up. That he has a plan to kill every one of his good friends because he's so paranoid that he believes that they're all equally capable of turning on him at any given moment, and he needs a backup plan. So, like,
you gotta have a
that,
contingency. This is saving the world,
sure.
Shit, man. You can't
okay,
risk
fine.
Anything.
Whatever. My point is that I feel kind of the same way about this. Like, is it cool to watch Jack tromp, like, just stomp everybody? Sure. But also, like, I prefer it when he has to struggle a little bit, and I feel like he doesn't struggle as much this season. Now, on the other side of the coin, or on the other hand, as a human might say, that provides some of the episodes in this block that are really, really excellent, because instead of following Jack, much like the Zenith that I talked about earlier, the Tale of X-49, it follows a character who would be an adversary to Jack as the protagonist, and Jack is kind of this antagonist that is, legendarily untouchable and unbeatable.
He's legendary to the point you don't even see him for the entirety of the episode until the very end.
Yeah,
you
just see until he just silhouettes, cuts down this robot.
Silhouettes and shadows and stuff until after he kills the robot.
Yeah, and there's another episode like that, this block, which I want to highlight, called The Princess and the Bounty Hunters, which is an episode where, again, we have almost none of Jack himself, but instead this group of bounty hunters that all have different plans. Their plans are demonstrated by different animation styles, which is nice. And then it turns out that one bounty hunter who's been cutting them all down and basically saying, like, that's not going to work because Jack's invincible, is this, like, princess who's trying to get the bounty on Jack to free her people from slavery. And then we proceed to have all these bounty hunters team up to beat Jack, and he beats them all within the time it takes a drop of water to fall from an icicle to the ground. Just so thoroughly destroys them with no chance of them beating him. And the final moment of the episode is the princess, like, struggling to even bring herself to attempt to fight Jack before just dropping her weapon in defeat as he just walks away without really even acknowledging that anything happened.
Yeah, right.
Like, I really appreciate that sort of, like, again, I like it when a show humanizes characters that generally are just kind of disposable masses to be beaten. And I think that while I dislike Jack being invincible, at the same time, having him be invincible in that context is actually quite interesting.
Yeah, that was a fantastic episode. I actually forgot about the art, alternative art styles in the comics and stuff like that. I might have chosen that for my own mention, but yeah, you know.
And to be honest, like, I might just be getting kind of tired of the show because we've been watching it for a while. And it is good. Like, I think the season was fine, but personally I'd mark it as the most uneven because I just think that it starts to fall into kind of a pattern, but it also has some of the, like, some of my favorite episodes of the whole show. So it's kind of, you know, I don't know. It's fine. Also, to be fair, I think Jack and the Baby might have left a bad taste in my mouth.
Yeah.
Because I didn't like that episode very much, and it was the last one.
It's one of two bad episodes in the entire series, like, pretty much.
Yeah, sure.
Like, everything else I would agree with that. There's worse episodes, but they're... Or there's episodes that are worse than the average, but they're not, like, bad to me. There are only, like, I would say two episodes of this show that are bad, and this is one of them, and it's the last episode.
Right.
Kind of a shame. I would say I disagree with you, on a couple of things. I think, like, I found this block to be more consistent to me than some of the others. Jack is a bit overpowered in several occasions in this. I did prefer when he, like, struggled a lot, like last block.
Yeah.
But the way of showing, just like you said, the way of showing how he's overpowered, but, like, from the villain, from, like, the perspective of villains trying to hunt him down was pretty incredible.
Yeah. Or quote-unquote villains, kind of they're not.
And I just found this had a, this block had a lot of variety in terms of locations, even to this show, which, like, already has a lot of artistic variety.
Yeah, right.
You've got, like, these butterfly aliens in space who do basically have a Star Wars episode where they travel, you know, they travel to Earth.
They're attacked by, like, bat people.
Yeah, they're
in reverse bullet bills, as I described.
Yeah, pretty
them.
Much. And, you know, Jack helps them out. And then you have an episode of Jack as a kid as he's training in Africa, and he, like, meets with learns to fight and meet with other people in Africa and fight and stuff like that, and it's got, like, really good drum music in the background.
Yeah, that was a good episode, and good action too.
Scotsman Epps. I didn't mind the Jack versus Aku episode really. Sure, Jack's overpowered. I get that. All in all, to me, like, I found this is a good block. I'm not really getting tired of the show. I'm ready to move on. I'm ready to go to something else.
Yeah, yeah.
At least before season five.
Yeah, and I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I think I agree with you mostly. It's just that I feel like I might have less tolerance for Jack being overpowered. Yeah. Like, that's really the only thing about this season that I distinctly didn't like. Because generally, yeah, it's up to the same basic standard. It's just personally, I didn't like that, and it made it feel uneven for me. Yeah. But I don't think the general, like, quality of the writing or animation or anything went down.
Yeah.
It's just that got old to me pretty quick.
And let's talk about the show as a whole, then. Let's move on to that. I think one thing to keep in mind is that, personally, in my opinion, this show has, like, always been a very high quality. To me, there's only, like, two kind of bad episodes. And there's even those aren't completely intolerable. They're still better than most Dragon Ball Z Zeniths. Like, it's... it's just so fucking beautiful, and there's so much unique music, like the sound design you mentioned before. I've gushed about this show over and over again. You have too. The use of color, the painting, the like watercolors and shit like that. Use different art styles. This show spoils us. Has spoiled us. Like whatever we move on to next is gonna look kind of crappy.
Well, that depends on what we move on to.
That's true. But like this, it's really.
But
good.
Yes, I'm sure that if we moved on to something distinctly bad, this would be, you know, it'd be like moving from Pokemon to this. It's like it makes Pokemon look worse than it is, which is impressive.
Yeah. Well, I think this is the best American animation I've ever seen. Like the best American cartoon I've ever seen. Instead of maybe like The Simpsons, but like as far as action.
I mean, I would agree as far as action. Like
Batman can rival it.
Probably.
At times.
Batman, you see, the thing for me is like, I consider the DCAU stuff to be kind of a whole continuous thing. And I find a lot of the writing, especially in the later parts of it, to be excellent. Mm. And Jack is a very well animated and very action heavy show, but I wouldn't exactly call the writing like brilliant.
Okay. Yeah,
you know,
I can agree.
I mean, there's not much of a plot, for example. It is a great show. Like, actually, that's something about it that's pretty interesting. Like, I would totally agree that this is one of the most well done like action cartoons I think I've seen at all. Like, frankly, and I'm curious about season five. Like, we'll have to wait until another day, but my recollection of seeing parts of season five is that it takes on quite a darker tone.
Yeah.
And that it is a lot more continuous, which I'm sure I'll like because I like both of those things, but you know, we'll see how different it is. Who knows? What's interesting about this show to me, and something that I would love to be able to like program, is a way to watch it where basically it was just shuffling the episodes. You start with the first three, or maybe even you start with The Birth of Aku two-parter and then the first three, since those are basically a continuous story. And then you kind of just shuffle the episodes because there's no real continuity between them. With the exception of the Scotsman episodes, kind of. And I don't know, like, I feel like that would be kind of an interesting way to experience it because it is so, you know, it's Star Trek-y. It's like, it's the perfect show for syndication, frankly.
Right.
You don't have to see it all, but you're not really going to see an episode and be like, oh, well, this isn't
at the very least, shuffling it would mean the show doesn't end with the baby episode.
That is true.
What a weird ending. It's just...
Yeah,
just
no,
really
I mean...
really sets things off, you know, in a weird way. Like,
I mean, I have to imagine that's one of those cases of, like, you know, animated
probably
shows
not deliberate.
Rarely... Yeah, right. Like, animated shows rarely have actual finales because they don't know they're about to get canceled. Yeah. You know, with maybe like a couple of exceptions. Futurama sort of is an exception to that, because they saw it coming from a while. They saw it coming for a while, but I would expect that it is a case of like they weren't really intending to end on that. Yeah. I mean, obviously not. Like, what the fuck? Why would they? It's just like, oh, the show's over now. Well, shit, I guess that's what we're going to have to live with, at least for the next 13 years, until we reboot it and make an awesome fucking ending to it.
What if the first episode of the new season, 50 years later, we see a 50-year-old fucking Momotaro baby?
That would be kind of sick, honestly. Like,
I hope the Scotsman comes like back Jack somehow, even though it's...
I'm pretty sure the Scotsman comes back.
Baby.
I'm pretty sure. I've seen an image... I'm pretty sure he comes
back.
Here's
the thing about the next season that's a bummer, but Mako the voice actor passed away in the time between this season and the next, which sucks because Aku is such a fucking good voice. Like he does the perfect voice for Aku, and you know I'm not gonna try and shit talk the guy replaced him or anything. I haven't heard him, and
yeah, we haven't even seen it. So.
And you know, it's what you do. He's doing.
Yeah, you kind of have
doing a take on the voice, and that's what you have to do. Like,
yeah, and it's not like Lunch Lady Doris, where when the voice actress unfortunately dies, you can just kind of not have her in the show anymore. Or, you know, like Troy McClure or something. Like, Aku can't really be cut out of the show.
That character's so obscure that I had no idea what you were talking about.
Okay, sorry. Like, Troy McClure is a better example. Sure. Like, Phil Hartman's characters in The Simpsons, obviously, they stopped existing when he died.
Right, because they're side characters.
Out of respect. But, yeah, it's not like, you know, Dan Castellaneta died. And they were like, all right, no more
what
Homer,
if Dan
everybody.
Dan Castellaneta died, but he was the voice of Aku.
That would be very
strange.
Pretty
much
be
like
I mean, he
the
was
genie.
The voice of the robot devil, so...
He does the voice of the genie in the, like, sequels to Aladdin. So...
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, wrap your brain on that. Right. It makes sense. It seems like he could pull that off.
I mean, you know, he's a voice actor, so
he's kind of got that good
range.
He's kind of got that genie voice already with Homer.
Yeah, sure.
You know, just add a little whimsy to it.
I guess... I'm not sure I would describe Robin Williams' voice as being like Homer Simpson.
Robin Williams didn't fucking always talk like the genie.
Well, sure, but still.
That'd be awesome. A show,
well,
Mark.
So
this is a...
Yeah, exactly. So let's give it our recommendation. I mean, I'm pretty sure I know what you're going to go for, but what do you say?
Visit it. Go seek this show out. It's free on the internet.
Yeah, absolutely.
Legally, with no ads. And it's great. It's a fantastic show. Shut up. Watch this show. adultswim.com/videos/SamuraiJack. Samurai-Jack or Samurai Jack? Yeah, look it up. I don't know.
I don't remember. Google Samurai Jack Adult Swim and it'll come up.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, obviously I agree. This is
Doug, we're a
total
family.
Visit of a show.
That's worth interrupting you. Sorry.
Just like nobody. We're an ask.com family, if that even exists anymore.
Ask Jeeves. We're Dogpile.
Yeah, that doesn't exist. Jesus. Or whatever, like, yeah, whatever. This is a visit show for sure. And honestly, one of the best parts about it too is, even though you're probably not going to find this, but if you happen to get bored with an episode or you don't really like an episode, you can just kind of skip it and it won't affect your understanding of the show whatsoever.
Yeah.
So that's nice. But yeah, visit for sure.
Yeah, we couldn't skip that fucking episode of Beast Wars where Rhinox kept farting explosions.
I mean, we could have skipped that episode.
I guess realistically,
frankly,
we could have, but they probably
had
some.
That was kind of before there was continuity to that show.
But, you know,
can. It's not like fucking Robotech where it's man, gotta sit through all of this, otherwise the rest won't make sense, or Gundam Wing, or, you know,
and Robotech could have had like four episodes cut into one. You'll miss a huge amount of plot if you skip one. Oh shit, Max and Miri are married. I didn't even know this was a character. Fuck it. All right.
Yeah, and there's nothing creepy about their relationship either, where she tries to kill Max, and then he's like, why don't you marry me? What's marriage? You'll love it.
That is...
Okay.
Puny Micronians.
Oh, Oh, Robotech.
Well.
All right. Anyway, let's talk about the bet.
Yeah.
We did two this time in order to ensure that there was no tie. So we're not watching Hamtaro, thank God.
Yeah, there was no tie, thankfully.
I won overall because of the time portal thing, but Jack's hair was constantly messed
hair
up.
Got fucked like, up. Fucking, almost every episode.
Almost every. Yeah, like I was so wrong on that. It's unbelievable, frankly. So.
And I was so close to time portals. We had one.
Yeah,
and then we got
right.
to the last episode, and I was, and
right
I was like, this episode's called Jack and the Baby, and I don't think there's going to be a time portal in it.
Probably not. So, yeah. What are we doing for the next minisode? You had a suggestion, but I don't actually remember it.
Yeah, there's an anime movie that I own, Dagger of Kamui, which is, I would say, somewhat similar to Samurai Jack in that it is a big globe-spanning adventure of a young Japanese warrior who is seeking vengeance. It is it's an anime movie. I don't know how else to describe it. It's got this young ninja who kicks ass and meets a lot of friends along the way and basically travels over the entire world and in fairly ancient Japan times, I guess.
That sounds good to me. After that, we're going to be having a surprise special, going to be stupid, frankly, but we're not going to talk about it until it's released, so get excited, I guess. After that, I was struggling with what to watch exactly, but I think we're going to do Dragon Ball Z again.
Okay. All right, are you sure we're ready?
Yeah, it's been a year.
I need to get my supplies ready.
We can do it again.
Need to get some.
Fortunately,
rations.
The like arcs that I have chosen total up to only 35 episodes.
Ooh,
so
brisk.
It's not going to be. Yeah, exactly. So you know they'll get through like one fight maybe.
The classic DBZ jokes, but it's true. That's the thing.
Yeah, right.
We're using the tropey joke, but when you watch the show, like we have, the original non-Kai show, you know. Oh, you know
how possible the joke is to be reality.
It's like when I was like, why is everyone shitting on Jar Jar? Episode one's great, and I hadn't seen it in like fucking 15 years, and then I watched it again. And I was like, whoa, this show sucks. This movie sucks. Jar Jar's the worst. There's one good part, and it's the fight at the end.
Yeah, pretty
and the
much. I'm partial to the pod race. Cool. Yeah, but
except the kid.
Yeah, God, fucking episode one. Now, yeah, so we'll be watching
DBZ.
Dragon Ball Z. I am excited to see whether or not I can accept Trunks annihilating Frieza like he's
the
nothing,
coolest scene ever,
or if it, or if it'll piss me off again. Who knows? To be fair, it might be kind of satisfying this time.
Yeah, just think about how long we had to spend time with Frieza.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just like, okay, I don't want this character coming back, actually.
Yeah, no, that's fair. But he was my favorite character, man.
How?
We should probably... I don't know, man.
Frieza is fairly
I like
cool,
villains.
But, it's just exhausting after so long.
Oh, for sure. Well, we'll get back to this in a while, because we have several episodes between now and then. But until we get to our special, or our next minisode... I've been Michael Doak.
And I'm Peter Eby.
And this has been Hyperspace Broadcast. Please be sure to revisit us next
week. Hyperspace Broadcast?
Yeah, Hyperspace Broadcast. I'm renaming the podcast, by the way. I don't know if I told you about that.
Goodbye, everyone. And also, here's a hint for the secret episode. Think back to our last holiday episode.
Thanks so much for listening. If you want more of our content, please follow us over at facebook.com/HBpod and Twitter at HBpod, where we post all of our episodes as well as additional content related to what we've been watching. This is a great way to get in contact with us naturally. Of course, subscribing on iTunes is also a surefire way to stay up to date, and while you're there, please consider leaving us a review. See you next week, and thanks again for listening.